Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. I'm really happy today because I get to have my first ever live guest on the show. So as you can see here, my beautiful wife, Amy. So Amy, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. And it's actually our anniversary today. So kind of fun. She married an entrepreneur. So of course, have to spend a little bit of time just going doing the podcast, but I actually thought about, you know, recording ahead of time, but just wanted to do it live with Amy. Thought that'd be fun. So really appreciate you and just love you a lot. So thanks so much. And, you know, today it's perfect because we're going to be talking about the core pillar number two. So as you know, Faith to Impact is all about three different things: faith, family, and impact. And so today, really excited to get some of Amy's thoughts on this. And you know, if you watched yesterday already or listened to it, you know, we talked about your faith and why that's important and why that in the end, that's really what's going to matter. And that being happy is, you know, when we follow God, it's a lot easier for us to be happy now and in the future. And one of the things that God teaches us is that families are really important. You know, he sent us to families for a reason. And to me, it's just an amazing place that as a kid, you can grow up and learn in a safe place before you go out into the world. And I also think it's very interesting that we spend a lot of our lives being adults and being parents. And so there's obviously a reason that God wants us to be in that way. And I believe part of that is because he wants us to become like him. And so that's one of the reasons that faith or that family is a really important part of this show and what we'll be talking about, and as far as the membership and everything like that. And so I wanted to ask you, Amy, like why to you is family an important, you know, part of your life?
I grew up in a big family, so I'm the oldest of seven kids, and just always having kids around and family around was like important to me. I feel like it's like your instant community. Like you can surround yourself with people in your business and different things, but when you have like your family, it's like this like core group of instant community. The people that like I have two sisters, and I feel like when something exciting happens in my life, besides telling Dustin, the next person that I want to tell is my sisters, and I want to call them and, you know, talk to them about what's going on in my life, even as adults. And I feel like you cultivate those relationships as a kid. But they really are such a core piece of like your life as you grow up and you become an adult. And like when you like have success or failure or hard things going on, like they're often the first people that you turn to. So I think it's important to cultivate those relationships. And like you mentioned, like having like being like God, right? And we are all like part of his family, and to really learn and grow and have our faith grow and become more like him, we have to have that same experience.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And I love that idea of the community. And I think what's ironic as a kid and as a teenager growing up, you're like, oh man, like these friends in high school, I remember being at the school and getting people's signatures in the yearbook, you know, the last day of school, and just remembering like, oh, there's so many great people here. And I'm excited to continue to get to know them over the coming years. And I just can't wait to keep in touch because we all, you know, wrote our numbers in there and stuff like that. But like in the end, there's probably like one or two people from high school that I even really like interact with that much, right? Like it just doesn't happen, but family is there all the time, right? That's like that core group. And so I love that you brought that up. And I think that that's really, really true and super important.
I think too, like you were talking about, you know, that's the place you learn and grow, right? And it's like when you go out into the world and if you screw up big time, there's like all these major consequences that happen, right? But like as you're growing and learning in a family and as you're a parent cultivating those learning experiences for your kids, like that's where you want them to fail. That's where you want them to screw up and learn from their mistakes, because there's somebody to pick them back up and to like help them as they're growing and to like, you know, help them develop those like thought processes too of like success, and like failure is a part of that, and learning to get over those hurdles and that it's okay to screw up and like here's how we move forward. I feel like having that sets you up so much better for like success as an adult in business, in life, in whatever. And then just like it's been fun and challenging for sure to like learn how to pay that forward and like take the lessons that we learned from our parents as kids and try to do our best with the kids that we have to help them learn and grow so that they can become successful adults.
Yeah, right. I love that. And maybe you could talk for a second about how does your family impact like making a difference in the world? So like the core pillar number three of making an impact, and also your faith. Like how do you feel like the family affects both of those areas?
I feel like it really is like the central tie, right? Because in order to have great impact, you have to have a good core, like stability, family, faith. In order to really go out and make a difference in the world, you have to know exactly who you are, and you have to be solid on yourself and know where you're headed and where you want to be and who you are, right? And without the family to cultivate that and the faith as the backbone of that, it's really hard to have an impact because you kind of really don't know yourself. You don't know where you want to be, where you want to go, what you want to do, especially like in your core. So it's harder to have a major impact on the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And, you know, isn't Amy the best guest? Like, it's amazing to have her on here. It's just so good. So, but like, I totally agree with you. And I really feel like that for me, like my family makes such a difference in both my faith and in making an impact, because family is so important to me. And it's something that, you know, we can be there to support one another and to be happy and to help each other. And it kind of is a double-edged sword too. When things are at home aren't great, then it can affect the other things. It can be a little bit more difficult. But at the same time, and that's why, you know, it is a core piece of this show, is because it's important for us to figure out how do we best communicate with one another and work with each other and do all the things so that we can be strong in our faith and make an impact in the world. And I'm super appreciative of having you by my side, because you're an amazing mom, amazing wife, and being able to have you help me in my struggles and all the things that I'm going through as well just makes a huge difference. And so that support system is super powerful and super good. And the one thing that I'm really super excited about that we can focus on in this show too is the fact that family, like you can and should and must make an impact at home, which is another reason that it's a core pillar. I see so many, you know, moms and, you know, hearing some of the conversations that go on, where I feel like there's a lot of moms in the world that don't feel like that they're making an impact in the world. And so they kind of feel like they're a mom. That's just like, they're just a mom. Like, and that's it. And it doesn't feel like they're making a difference, but like, that's, if no one was doing that at home, then this world would be so much worse off. And so,
yeah, well, it's because, like, I mean, if you think about it, like the kids that we have, that other people have, that people are mothering and fathering, are the next generation of like everybody that's going to be in the world. Right. And so if you want change to happen in the world, what better way than to like help the next generation to learn to, you know, do it even better than we did, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just what's fun, is just as this community grows, we're going to have all varying types of people. There's going to be some that are business coaches, that are others that are entrepreneurs, business owners, but then there's going to be people that they have a 9-to-5, or there's others that, you know, they're a mom, and that's amazing. And having, like, helping everyone figure out what is their impact that they want to make. And, you know, maybe that is branching out from the home. Maybe, you know, Amy wants to start a podcast one day, or she wants to be a regular guest on here or whatever, but like, maybe there are some other things, but at the same time, don't lose sight of what you feel like is the most important. And that's why we need to talk about it, to help people feel like, hey, this is important. You got to keep that with your family, because again, if you lose your family, then does that success even matter?
No. And like, the family is kind of the core pillar of the community, right? When families are successful, in history, it's been shown that when the family is successful, communities thrive, right? And when there is support right there in the middle of the home, then the community is able to thrive as well. And obviously, like, everybody doesn't have a strong home situation or life, but and it's amazing to see other families and communities step in and fill those spaces. But when you really like start, you know, it's like the starting point for it to like grow out from there.
Yeah. So, well, it's just so amazing to have you on, Amy. Thank you so much. We'll keep this short because we got to go continue to have an amazing day. We went on a hike down here. It's in St. George, called Dino Cliffs. And it was pretty fun. It was, there's supposedly some dino tracks in there. So there's like some rocks that look like it could be like a dinosaur footprint. But I'm like, I don't think that's really a thing. Like, maybe in sand it would do that, but it's not like the dinosaur came and smashed this rock and it just stayed like that forever.
It's supposed to be like a fossil of it.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Or like you said, though,
it looks more like the way that the runoff of the rain was forked down the rock, but it's still cool. Cool.
It is cool, and it was a lot of fun. Really great to be out there, and so we got some other plans going on. So, but thanks again, Amy, for coming on here. It's great to have you. So, are we going to see you again in the future?
Anytime.
Sweet. This is great. So maybe we'll just do it every day.
And I like get rough and get ready, which doesn't happen very often.
No, you're good. So, well, thanks again. Really appreciate it. Show Amy some love. Go, you know, tell her that she's amazing because she seriously is. So thanks so much again for tuning in, and we'll catch you tomorrow to talk about impact and why that's a core pillar of this show. So thanks again.